out of silence. It is when the mind is quieted down from all the inner voices that a new thought is born. The moment of inactivity is a necessary part of the ongoing creative process that allows the mind to renew itself. Pauses are necessary in expression of any form so we don't encounter an overcrowding of ideas. Try simulating a session of improvisation, tuning in to your musical thoughts until you begin to hear the sounds in your mind. You don't need to translate this into actual playing immediately. Do so only when you feel the urge. This is your own musical sphere where you are in full charge and free to experiment in any manner that your imagination suggests. This will enable you to discover your own style of expression and let you get in touch with your own musical sensibilities. In a meditative state, the spirit is immune from distraction and is involved only with the present. In his book Creative Vision, Richard Guggenheimer describes the pregnant now, quote, where nothing lasts longer than it takes to realize that it is already past. There is something about silence that helps to draw one into the now. In music, there is silence and there is sound. There is movement and there is repose. One defines the other. Listening, focusing on the dying away of a tone or on silence, helps develop the kind of attentive listening we need in order to enhance our ability to really hear the music. We need to learn to recognize when we need to pause a moment and re-energize. In improvisation, this allows the split-second need to choose whether to repeat, vary, or completely contrast the previous phrase with what follows. Ear training enables one to improvise or compose away from the instrument. Beethoven wrote some of his most complex pieces after he had lost his hearing. Before him, Bach, who had no difficulty in hearing, simply disdained composing at the instrument. The ability to hear inwardly is deeply involved with playing, anticipating the sound so quickly as to seem synchronized and enabling us to guide it out of troublesome combinations. When we can do this, we no longer need to stop the music when we do not like the sound, but are able to choose something that rescues it and even at times creates a more interesting result. If you play a note that sounds wrong, you might try treating it as an appoggiatura or a slide note, moving into an adjacent note smoothly so that it becomes absorbed in the continuing phrase. You might choose to treat it more deliberately, going away from it and returning, thus emphasizing it, changing the mood of the moment with the digression. In improvising, do not allow any sound to stop you and try not to throw anything away. It is excellent experience to learn to make anything usable and workable. The practice of inner hearing without the aid of actual sound helps you develop your musical memory, enabling you to retain an idea that appeals to you so that you can build on it through repetition and modification. Read a sentence of a poem and then hear the words back in your mind. Let the inflection rise and fall at will. Now repeat these sounds in your mind only. And now try out on your instrument what you heard mentally and see how accurately you can address these pitches. Look at a painting and let it suggest a musical response. From a silent painting to silent music. Whatever sounds you are able to hear, you can recreate them in your mind. Use the ebb and flow of traffic or ocean waves or your own breathing as sources of inspiration. After developing the ability to use the mind as an instrument by playing music internally, you may spend time fruitfully even while waiting in line at the bank or post office. Any sound or vision may serve as the source of a musical idea.